And as I read these verses, the Lord, amen, has spoke to my heart a moment ago. And as I read them just then, amen, he just spoke to my heart. But I want you to notice something that's in verse 7, I believe, tonight, that all of us have a desire to possess tonight. And that is this: and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I believe every one of us tonight desires peace of mind. Amen. I believe all of us, amen, in this world that seems to be filled with trouble, desire to have peace in our heart. Amen. And so tonight, if I was going to preach a message from this verse, I would preach on that thought: how to have peace of mind, or how to have peace in your heart. Do you know how to have that continually? Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I'm talking about a peace that goes beyond your ability to reason. Amen. You can't even understand it. It's so serene and so comforting that the human mind can't even really conceive it, but it can experience it. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. And their heart was troubled. They didn't understand why their desires wasn't going to be fulfilled. Jesus, amen, had come, and they were looking for a throne. They were looking for a kingdom. They were looking to be delivered from the bondage of Rome. But now he's unveiled to them that he's going to go on a cross and die and shed his blood for the sins of the world. And they don't understand all there is to know about what's going to take place on Golgotha's hill outside of Jerusalem, where Jesus is going to shed his blood for the sins of the world. They don't understand all the intricate details of redemption that is fixing to take place, and all the prophecies of the Old Testament that's fixing to be fulfilled. And in that, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. And I'm telling you, their faith was frustrated, if you will. But here in Philippians chapter 4, Paul says that we can have a peace that passeth all understanding, a peace that's able not only to go beyond your ability to conceive or understand or reason, but it's a peace that's able to give you confidence, amen, a peace that can give you, amen, a means of protection. It can keep your heart, and not just your heart, but it can keep your mind. All of it, amen, revolves around one person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? But I thought about that tonight. I just read it just a few moments ago, and as I read it, I thought, well, I'm going to back up a few verses. I was trying to outline, to be honest with you, I was going to try to outline verse number 6 and give you the outline of verse 6 as an introduction to the message, and then I was going to go to Ephesians 6 and preach tonight on the weapons that the devil uses, amen, to attack the saint of God. And because of that, why we should be praying always, why we should have a unceasing, consistent life of prayer. That's the direction that I was going to go. And so I thought, well, I want to go to this verse where it says, be careful for nothing, and outline that verse and give you a few thoughts about prayer as an introduction. But when I looked at that verse, I backed up a few verses and then went forward a few verses, and the Lord spoke to my heart about knowing what it is to have peace in your heart and peace of mind. Do you have that tonight? Amen. The world's in trouble. People are in trouble. Families are in trouble. Amen. We're in economic trouble, social trouble, political trouble. There's national trouble. There's global trouble tonight. But I'm glad in every heart and in every mind of every child of God, amen, there can be peace. A peace, amen. A peace of mind and a peace in your heart tonight. And I thank God for it. I thought about what is required, what is necessary to have that peace. And I looked in verse 4, and he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, amen. I tell you how to have peace of mind: just rejoice in the Lord, amen. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. You want a peace that is able to keep you, then keep rejoicing in the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy, amen, for you to lift your hand up. He's worthy for you to lift your voice up. He's worthy for you to lift your feet up. He's worthy, amen, for you to lift your heart up in praise and adoration. Just keep rejoicing, and you can have peace that's able to keep your mind. Amen. So I thought about this. I thought about, if you're going to have peace that's able to keep your heart and keep your mind, then you're going to have to keep rejoicing in the Lord. Then I thought about what it says in verse 7 or verse 5. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. I said, well, you're to keep rejoicing in the Lord, but you're to keep looking for the Lord. Amen. Amen. That'll keep your heart and mind. That'll give you peace. That'll give you, amen, a peace that passeth all understanding. Preacher, I'm scared to death. Keep on looking for Jesus. The Lord's coming back. Amen. Christ is soon to come. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise. And we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Just keep looking for Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. The Lord Jesus is coming. The Son of God is soon to split the eastern sky and come for His saints, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. Amen, glory to God. I'm talking about the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, that's able to keep your hearts and keep your minds, amen. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep looking for the Lord. Are you listening to me tonight? And then keep praying to the Lord. He said in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So keep rejoicing in the Lord. Is your mind troubled tonight? Is your inward man in turmoil tonight? You might need to just rejoice in the Lord. He tells us here in this verse to rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Then he says, the Lord is at hand. Jesus is coming. And it's all, hey, listen, the Lord was at hand about 2,000 years ago, amen, when Paul wrote this epistle. And I'm telling you, time has passed and the calendar has flipped. And I'm telling you, the sun has come up and went down. Many of a day has passed, many of a month, a year, decades have passed, but the Lord is still at hand. The very last apostle to live in the book of Revelation, John said, the time is at hand. And he said, even so, I tell you what, I just about could fly, praise God, out of this building tonight. I tell you, the Lord is at hand, praise God. Jesus is coming. He's coming. Thank God, Christ is coming back. Oh, yes, He is. Hallelujah. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Keep looking for the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. Aren't you glad you can pray tonight? I told the young people, I said, I don't know what may happen tomorrow. I said, you may need to get a hold of God. Are you listening? I'm telling you, I never expected a phone call on Monday evening with a tragic event to take place. But we've had those calls. We've had those visits. I'm glad I didn't have to start repenting of a bunch of stuff, amen, that I let creep into my life and couldn't get a hold of heaven. I'm glad I could say, Lord, you know where they're at. Lord, you know the need of their life. I pray you to intervene. I ask you to touch. I ask you to help. Ask you to move. I'm glad that you can. I believe that you will. Hey, you can pray tonight. Thank God you can get a hold of the Lord. You can get a hold of the throne room tonight. Amen. Praise God. I don't even know if some of you are saved tonight, but I sure know I am. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise the good Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep on praying to the Lord. Praise God. You can offer thanksgiving in prayer. You can worship in prayer. Yes, you can. You can be careful, very, very meticulous when you pray. Amen. You can pray in detail. God's not bored, or God's not worried about you coming to Him with things, amen, that may seem menial to your friends or your family. Amen. He's interested in the things you need in your life. Amen. I'm telling you, when you go to God with the troubles and the cares of this life, and you slip in an altar somewhere, and you start praying, and you start trusting God by faith, and you start calling on heaven, and you start entering into that throne room, and you say, oh God, my heart is troubled, and I need help. I need you to work. I need you to move. I'm glad heaven can hear. The throne room can hear. And praise God, there can be a peace that goes all far beyond your understanding, far beyond your ability to even reason. I'm glad for a peace, thank God, that is able to reach in your life and settle the trouble of your soul if you just call on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, keep rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep looking for the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. He's not bothered by your request. Amen. He's able to hear, and He's able to move, and He's able to work. It is time for thee, O Lord God, to move, to work. He said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so I thought I was done right there till I read the text. Amen. But I believe you ought to keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep looking for the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. But I believe verse 8 and following lets us know we ought to keep thinking about the Lord. Amen. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Have you thought about Him today? Amen. Have you thought about Him today? Praise God, there's none like Him in all the earth. Amen. I tell you, there's none like Jesus. There's none as just as He is. There's none as pure as He is. There's not a better report to give than to give the report of Christ tonight. There's none as honest as He is. Thank God He's pure, He's holy, He's harmless, and He's undefiled, and He's separate from sinners. He's the Lord of glory, the bride of the morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the high, the lofty one. He is the God of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A peace that'll keep your mind and it'll keep your hearts. You got to keep thinking about Jesus. Amen. Keep your mind on Him. Amen. People are not interested in the Lord. People are not interested in who He is. People are not interested in what He's done. People are not interested in His words. People are not interested in His work. Have you thought about it at all today? I'm telling you, the cares of this life, the problems of this life beset all of us. Troubles, amen, get a hold of us sometime. Amen, we get under the gun, under the pressure, get in a bad mood because of this or that. Situations happen in our lives, amen, that trouble our mind, that trouble our heart, that cause distress to our inner being. But I'm glad, amen, you can settle down in the evening and get up early in the morning and think about Jesus and step out into a world that has been on sin and ungodliness. And had your mind stayed on Him, had your mind stayed on the Lord, had your mind, amen, on Christ Jesus, and walk out into a sin-cursed world that's ungodly, that's unholy, that's unruly, and have peace. Peace that can keep you. Peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. Do you have that peace tonight? You boys got it. You don't look like you have it. You look like you're constipated. Amen. Some of you do. Praise God. Some of you probably need to get saved. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. The grace of God. The choir got to sing tonight. Spoke to my heart. Amen. I'm telling you, fill my soul with gladness. I sat there and looked at one verse, and the whole world opened up to me. Amen. And I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that I can have the mental faculty to think about Christ and meditate on the Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, if you want peace of mind, peace of heart, that keeping kind, that's able to keep you from day to day, month to month, amen, then you have a responsibility in having that kind of peace. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep looking for the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. Keep thinking about the Lord. Notice what it said in verse 9. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So I think this is the end. I think it is right now. Amen. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep looking for the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. Keep thinking about the Lord. But then you need to keep learning about the Lord. Amen. Here's what he said in verse 9. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. He said, I've learned. He said, you know, I've learned something on this journey. I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Amen. Amen. You need to learn some things. Some of you need to learn something. Some of you need to learn tonight. Amen. Hey, the old timers, you say, hey, boy, come here, let me learn you something. Amen. I tell you what, some of you need to learn that you can rejoice, that you can enjoy the things of God, that you can have peace of mind, peace of heart, and joy in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Hey. Praise God. And when you get all that lined out, you can claim verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You can't separate one of those things from Jesus. You can't separate your responsibility. Amen. You can't deny your responsibility to rejoice and to pray and to think and to learn. Amen. But you can rejoice. And you can learn and pray and think and not have Jesus in the equation. That's exactly right. You can do all those things and it not be toward Christ. But I'm going to tell you what, if you'll understand, you have a responsibility. He said in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Now, Jesus said, don't commit adultery. Amen. And somebody in this building committed adultery, you'd want me to throw them out of here tonight. you'd want me to stand them up and tell this church just exactly how wicked and ungodly they are and vote them out of this building. But you can sit here as dead as a hammer, as cold as a dog's nose, and as empty as Brother Raines would say last year's bird's nest, and stiff as a poker. But I'm supposed to let you boys sit here like that. When the same Bible, son, that says don't commit adultery says rejoice. Brother Tootie says, and again I say rejoice. That's what it says. That's what this Bible says you claim to believe. Amen. It says rejoice, think about Jesus, learn about Jesus, pray to Jesus, and you can have peace. Peace that can keep your hearts and keep your minds, ladies. If you just learn to rejoice, learn to pray, learn to think about Him, learn about Him, thank God, take joy in serving Christ. Amen. Be careful for nothing. I was trying to get an outline on that. Be careful. I was going to introduce it this way. I was going to preach on prayer tonight. Always pray. I was going to say, be careful. Be consistent. Pray always. Be confident. Be complete. All your requests with thanksgiving. But I just didn't get that far, amen? I was trying, but I just didn't quite make it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. I feel just a little bit unusual, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of God. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. What that's trying to tell you is this, is you can get so wrapped up in serving God that you don't have to understand everything. Amen. You know, in this intellectual world that seems to be bent on academic excellence, wants to understand everything. Amen. Amen. Brother Thrian said, somebody asked him the other night, he said, I believe God is too big to be confined within the lids of a book like that. That's what he said. Amen. You see, they don't want that book. You see, just like some of you don't like it. Amen. Some of you don't like that book. I think you like the singing. And you're willing to put up with a lot of things right now for the singing. You don't like the hard preaching. You sit there dead as a hammer when I preach on sin. And praise God, we all ought to be diving through the walls and swinging from the lights tonight. Amen. But men want to try to disassociate God and themselves from the precepts and the principles of that old book. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to figure Him out. Oh, no, He's past. You see, the Bible said He's past finding out. He done went way past that long time ago. Amen. You, when just as you think you're about to understand God, understand something the Lord's going to do, He'll just throw a monkey wrench in the whole works, amen. And you'll just have to stagger around, amen, not knowing which way's up and which way's down because He's just past finding out. You just can't figure it out. That's why faith is so imperative. That's why believing God is so important. That's why just putting your trust in the Savior is so imperative tonight. Praise God. It's past finding out. Peace and joy. Satisfaction and contentment that reaches beyond understanding. Oh, you can outline it, you can alliterate it, you can put subpoints on it and all kind of types. But I'm going to tell you what, hey man, I just don't understand it all tonight. And I'm kind of glad I don't. Because by not understanding it all, I sure can rejoice in serving a God that knows all things and does all things well. Amen. Amen. Well, you can have a peace tonight in your mind. Peace of mind. I'd put the drug stores out of business tonight. Oh, yeah, it would. Oh, yeah. And I'd bankrupt the psychiatric ward. amen, psychologist, Christian and secular, amen, would go out of business. If we could just get that kind of inward, settled, mental, emotional peace. Just keep rejoicing. Keep praying. Keep looking. Keep thinking. Keep learning. That's rear end alliteration, by the way. Thinking, learning is all on the tail end, is what I'm trying to tell you. The ing. Amen. You just got to keep Jesus. You just got to keep Jesus in the equation tonight. And you can have an understanding, or you can have a peace that passeth understanding, a peace of mind and peace in your heart. Do you have it tonight? I was talking to the children tonight today about baptism, the baptism of Jesus, and what he done in following obedience, and what it represents, how it displays some things outwardly that's took place inwardly. And I talked about regeneration. Baptism speaks of that. Remission. You listening? A renewing, a changed life. Some of them looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. That really troubles me. I was buried with him in baptism. Amen. Baptism is just an outward picture of what God done for me when I was born again. I was buried with him in baptism, and I came out of there, amen, to walk in newness of life. And that's what happened when the Spirit of God baptized me in the body of Christ and washed away my sins with his blood. I got changed. Amen. I got made different by the power of the everlasting gospel. And I have never been the same. You can ask my wife. Since that night, I've never been the same. Things have been different. The songwriter said it's different now. It's different. Amen. I can't explain all the things that happen in life. I don't have an answer for the problems you face. But I can sure tell you where to have peace of mind and peace of heart. That'll go beyond your reasoning. That'll go beyond your questions. That'll reach further than your mind and heart can even reach. That can overwhelm you in the midst of trouble. A deep, settled peace that comes from heaven above. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Do you have it tonight? Do you have that kind of peace? Have you met the Son of God? You see, you can't rejoice in the Lord unless you're in the Lord. You can't pray to the Lord unless he has an ear toward your prayer. You can't think about him unless you have a spiritual mind. You see, now if you could tell me a lot of things tonight. And you might could argue with me about a lot of things, and you might even can confuse me and get me twisted up about a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't shake me on that God just spoke to my heart sitting right there where that boy is sitting and showed me what he showed me in them verses. I hadn't planned on even reading that verse tonight. Now, you can do a lot of things, Brother Jim, but you can't shake me on the fact that God the Holy Ghost just spoke to my heart. I believe that more than I believe I'm married tonight. I believe that more than I believe I'm blonde-headed and blue-eyed and the best-looking man in this building. Amen. Praise God, I'm feeling good tonight. Amen. I'm just telling you what. I'm feeling fine, I'm telling you right now. Oh, yes! Thank God, I'm glad I got peace tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do you have peace? I got peace tonight. Amen. You know, I've been talking to you about God meeting with you. That's what I'm talking about. It's God meeting with you. God meeting with you. He can meet with you by yourself. He can meet with you sitting there when everybody else in here don't have a clue what's going on. God can be speaking to your heart just like He's speaking to mine. Amen. So, well, God wasn't speaking to my heart, preacher. Was you rejoicing always? I come in tonight rejoicing. Amen. Was you looking for Him? Was you thinking about Him? When you came to church tonight, what was you thinking about? Huh? What was you thinking about Him? Did you come here tonight to rejoice in Him? Pray to Him? Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Stand to your feet, I reckon. Amen. Y'all can take my truck home. I think I can fly to the house tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.